It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert. Oh, hey, it's reunion night.
Reunion night. Oh, what a fright.
Oh, what a fright.
It's a fright.
A fright. Wow.
When Chelsea from season four is in the building, yes, it's a fright.
Oh, well, I have something to let you know. You don't need to call her Chelsea from season four anymore.
Oh, good.
Based on the closed captioning, she is Chelsea one.
Okay, Chelsea and, one.
And Chelsea from season six is Chelsea two.
Good to know. We'll know.
From now on, Chelsea one and Chelsea two. Yes. So there you go.
It's not. She didn't get the Megan Fox credit. Chelsea two.
I know. I was confused at who I was looking at, and they were like Chelsea two, and I was like, I thought that they invited Megan Fox to the reunion, so I didn't know what was happening here.
Max, I have a quick question for you. Can I go?
Ben, you can go whenever you want.
This is just like so uncomfortable for me, and I wasn't like a, I just kind of, can I just leave?
Is a once in a lifetime life-changing experience that we invite people to watch and to come on to change their lives and benefit them for the greater good. And if you're here just to make comedy, make jokes, and to get more famous, then you can leave.
Look, I had both good intentions and bad intentions coming onto this podcast. I did. I really did.
This podcast...
I think I'm ready to go. I just want to go.
You can go because this podcast is better than therapy. I think people should fire their therapists and exclusively just, you know, listen to this podcast, you know?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think it takes going on to reality TV and making a fool out of yourself to realize that you have to go to therapy. I think that these are the steps that it takes to get to
therapy, right? but they're saying that the show is therapy. Watching the show and being on the show is therapy. So I think this
they're podcast... they're like stand-up comics at an open mic. I mean,
this podcast is therapy too. What isn't therapy these days?
What is it?
Really? Well, I think everything's therapy.
Everything is therapy.
If everything's therapy, nothing's
everything therapy. Is therapy. Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, well, that's important because we have some Love Is Wine too.
Yeah.
We've been at the local grocery store. Ben, you haven't
went
had
to
it.
My local Kroger store and got my Love Is Wine.
You haven't had it before, right? You haven't tried it.
I haven't even tried it. Should we witness the first sip?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Really bad.
It's really putrid. I don't think that on the reunion when we saw the couples from the previous seasons, I don't think that they were drinking it.
No.
I would have had a flask and I would have been, you know, pouring my wine out into the audience behind me. I would have been throwing it back, Brittany Mahomes style, and then I would have been pouring a flask into it.
Yes. Having said that, even though we just called it terrible, we will be accepting sponsorships from Love Is Wine.
Yes.
Anytime.
Yes, we love it so much.
Love Is Wine.
Love Is Wine.
Love Is Wine. By the way, I can't believe what Jimmy did to Jessica.
Well, the Occasional Bakery on IG said it's the worst wine they've ever tasted.
Wow.
So it's not just us. More people think this way.
It's so bad. But Jimmy, I can't believe that he talked about her in an interview. What have reunions come to? If we are spending 20 minutes dedicated to someone saying, I thought we were friends, first of all. We're not talking about the couples. We're talking about, I thought we were friends, but then you said something, you might have exaggerated how long I walked, how quickly I walked away from you.
It's a difference of 35 minutes.
Who the fuck cares?
This is huge.
I only care if Jimmy and Jessica are fucking. Why do I care if they're friends or not?
Yeah. But folks, head on over to cracked.com for that interview. I hear it's a good one.
Who cares if Jimmy and Jessica are friends? They're yeah, like, we got to shoehorn
nobody Jessica, cares, really.
The star of the season. We have to shoehorn her in somehow. So let's have her talk about an interview. And that they're Jimmy
committed
did.
Because she's on Perfect Match. So they're committed.
I'm like, why am I siding with fucking Jimmy here? Like, I'm like, he's just
Jessica got way too much screen time during this reunion.
She wasn't even on the show. Who cares?
Yeah. Way too much. Laura should have been there instead of Jessica.
I know. But she had to go to Barcelona.
Barcelona.
You know, I was confused. Also, when they were like, "Are you dating anyone?" and she was like, "Yes," and I was like, "And who?" I'm like, "If they're not there, why do we care? I don't care who she's dating."
Yeah,
I don't know. I felt like this reunion, it started out really, really hot. You know, we get the Sarah Ann stuff. It's getting really juicy. And then it kind of cratered.
And then they talk to the old couples.
Ooh. They talk to the old couples. They talk to Ken and Brittany, you know. And also we spend like no time on Jimmy and Chelsea, who I feel were like the main characters of the season.
They were. The Megan Fox segment. So short.
They didn't even ask.
The highlight of the season. Highlight of the season.
They didn't even ask them, "Are you still together?"
No.
Like there was none of that. I wanted more Jimmy and Chelsea.
Yep. Same.
Yes. Everyone. Oh, our old friend Nichelle is back. Hi, Nichelle. Nichelle in the chat. A reality alert. OG, or as Vanessa says, an original gangsta. You know, we all that wasn't cringy. Yes. Well, should we just start talking about this? What did you think about it being shot on the Love is Blind stage magical. In the pods? A return. It was magical.
I was actually hoping that that Nick and Vanessa would be on one side of the wall the entire time during the reunion, and the whole cast would be on the other.
Oh, that would have been fun if they were.
They'd
just
be
doing
asking, "What are you
time.
Wearing?" You know, this it would have been so fun. Come on.
Yes, I liked when Nick and Vanessa did the reveal into the reunion. Like that was that was a surprise. That got me. I was like, "Oh my god, we're here!"
That was sick. That
Let's
was sick.
Spill the tea.
What I didn't care for was like the walking into the rooms and being like, "Oops, whoopsie," and we're seeing like Alexa and Brennan making out, and I'm like,
"No,
we don't need that. We don't need that.
It's bad."
I would have rather seen Alexa's dad circumcising Brennan.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many good jokes to be done. Matt packing his bags on Colleen, you know, or right. Uche just yelling at women. You know, there's so many funny things to be
done. There's so many things that could have been done. A flag football game.
Come on.
Just Tiffany sleeping, maybe.
Yeah. Zach just talking to another woman, you know, on the other side of a pod. And Bliss walk in being like, "What the fuck?" And be like, "I have a stronger connection with her. We're talking about owls."
So many missed jokes.
Giannina did not look happy to be there. She was like yawning. You know, I know she's pregnant. She's going through it, but I mean, I get it.
No. But we got to see Blake finally.
Yeah, we got to see Blake. Bachelor Nation Blake.
He looks like, you know what he looks like? He looks like an AI generated influencer. You know what I mean?
Like, well, he is,
but like when I saw him, I was like, he looks like every like influencer that I've ever seen, like on TikTok or Instagram. that's not a negative comment. Obviously,
it's a positive comment. It means wants to hear about themselves.
It means he's handsome. You know, right? So
yeah, he's all right. He's not the least attractive Bachelor Blake I've seen, you know?
Oh, I see. There's been a lot of Blakes on Bachelor.
Colleen, she still looks like she's being held hostage.
Yeah, she does. I feel bad.
I guess that's her reunion face. You know, I was like, is she still looking?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, do you think I'm letting Matt off the hook?
What's that?
Or do you think I'm letting Matt off the hook?
For what?
Holding her hostage.
Like he is, though.
Oh, okay.
He's got her in his house now.
Yeah, I don't think they called it our house. I think they were like, we moved into Matt's house.
Yeah.
She was like, my crate.
I'm in the basement. Chained up.
So we get to Johnny and Amy first. Something that stood out to me was Vanessa said that her and Nick were watching Johnny and Amy's wedding while lying in bed. And I'm like, that makes sense because wow. Johnny and Amy put them to sleep. Yes, I mean, the same thing happens to me. When the second that wedding started, I was like, I'm getting in bed. I'm not going to make it through this.
It's Brett and Tiffany all over again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, ready to go to sleep.
Yeah, enough about Johnny and Amy. I liked the denim photo shoot, whatever. Okay. Nick and Vanessa say 9/11 couples are still married today on Love is Blind. Oh, 9 out of 11. 9 out of 11. Oh, that makes sense.
How did you... never mind.
Sorry, my notes say 9/11 couples, Ben.
Okay. These are
you sure she didn't
say 9/11? Let me just ask, in your mind, 9/11 couples, are these people that met on 9/11?
I can read my notes. Vanessa said 9/11 couples. I didn't say it. Vanessa did.
Okay. All right.
I think she meant 9 out of 11 couples.
So they met on the day. Was it in Manhattan or was it like online?
I don't know. They could have been in D.C. There's many places that they could have met. Yeah.
Right. They could have met at the Pentagon, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
But they're still married today.
I'm sure there's an app for it somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then when we get shown flashbacks from all the successful couples of Love is Blind, does Zach and Bliss count? They didn't meet. I don't think that counts. They didn't get a reveal in the pod. That doesn't count.
No. We shouldn't be giving them any more exposure than they are.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think the big news here was that Giannina Milady Jabelli was going to go on Perfect Match, but then she fell in love with Blake. So fuck him.
So yeah, we have Blake to blame for that.
Yeah. I'm not a Blake fan.
Horrible. She would have matched up with Shane so perfectly. So perfectly.
That would have been great. And like Damien would have been there. Like the whole thing would have been amazing.
And Francesca.
Oh my God.
The love triangle would have been
incredible.
Wow. Fuck this guy. Yes. I really hate him.
So I feel like this is a big meaty part of the reunion. They start out with right at the top where we get Jeremy, Sarah Ann, and Laura. And Sarah Ann comes out and Laura zooms in and Nick instantly, he just calls Jeremy out on this whole woman from social media who says they were engaged when he applied for the show. Yep. And we do get confirmation and Jeremy says that everyone was aware from it. Of it. And Laura and Sarah Ann do confirm that he did tell them this. So I guess Jeremy gets off scot-free from this one.
Well, yeah, totally scot-free, hands completely clean.
He's an innocent man in all regards for everyone, right?
I don't know if anyone was refuting the fact that he had told them that he had a fiance previously to this, but that's true. It's about how it went down, which, as the ex has been very forward about on social media, was the same way that things went down with Laura, which is that she tracked his location and he cheated.
No, that was a different ex.
Oh, okay.
I think that was
This was the same one.
It was. I think this information about the tracking came out after the reunion was filmed, though.
But the reason they broke up, this previous ex, was because he cheated. He's a chronic cheater, it seems.
Yes.
Like. Yes.
Jeremy says he shared his location because nothing inappropriate happened. Vanessa says, why would you leave your location on and lie about it, those? And he says he didn't intentionally lie about it. He just, he pulled the Jack Donaghy. He massaged the truth. You know, he didn't lie about it.
It's really something else seeing him do gymnastics here. It really is. Like, he could have just shut down like Trevor and then just walked out. But instead, he like actually tried. Like, yeah, he actually tried to get out of it.
He says that he like went there and then he was going to go upstairs, but he didn't want to wake her up. And then Laura kind of contests him on it. I'm going to have to believe Laura on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to believe Laura. Yeah.
Jeremy says he'll take his lumps for what he did, but he won't be painted like this.
Interesting phrase.
Well, we got some lumps for you.
Yeah.
Lumps of coal in your stocking for eternity.
Whoa.
Jeremy boy.
He's on the naughty list?
Yeah, he's on the naughty list for life.
Oh my God.
Do you agree with Laura calling him a clown?
Absolutely.
Is my first question. Okay, second question. They should have
given him a big red nose and big shoes. Yeah.
Okay, second question. Who is the true pick-me girl, Ben? Is it Sarah Ann or is it Laura? Because we have two votes for pick-me girl for Sarah Ann from Laura and Jess, and only one vote for pick-me girl for Laura from Sarah Ann.
Now, give me the definition of pick-me girl.
It's really lost its meaning at this point. You know, women, we just put them into categories. You know, you have basic bitch, you have pick-me girl. What are the other categories that we put women in? Male equivalents. Chat, help me out here. Just things that, you know. Oh, girls, girl.
Is it to say that they're like wanting so bad?
They're wanting like men. They want like males' attention. So like you're always going to be a pick me. So like,
who's the biggest out of Laura and who else? Sarah Ann and Jessica?
Yes.
Jessica.
Oh. You better get your EpiPen ready.
I know.
Yes. Here we go from Medium.com. The pick-me girl archetype became something of a meme on TikTok recently and is essentially a woman who seeks validation from others, most commonly men. They adopt behaviors and opinions that make them different to other women to be more desirable and palatable to men, often at the expense of other women.
Now I get those vibes from Jessica.
No, Jessica is a girl's girl. She told us.
Right. Okay. You said. Okay. I'm guessing you think Sarah Ann?
No, I'm feeling Jessica.
I still think that the Sarah Ann Jeremy thing is a spite ship. It's a spite relationship.
Yeah.
And it was even proven when Chelsea was like, I've talked to you like twice and you said you were broken up. It's so they're off and on. They just so happen to be on for the reunion. Come on. That's sure. A spite ship.
If it's a spite ship as much as like Jeremy probably just keeps like cheating on her. Like, you know, I don't think it's going to work between Jeremy and anyone if they have any amount of self-respect. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Also, you know, when you enter a relationship with somebody who was in a relationship with somebody else at the time that you started the relationship, how can you ever trust them?
Right.
When you were the other person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Start out on.
Chelsea, Fall in the chat says Chelsea is ultimate pick me girl. Wow, so many different takes. You know, wow. Are we ever going to categorize the woman from this show? It is so difficult.
Is Trevor the ultimate pick me
girl? Yeah, I was going to say, which of the guys is the ultimate pick me girl?
Well, Trevor was the first one that came to my mind. I don't know.
It's interesting we don't have pick me boys or who's the boy's boy. We don't have any of these. You know, it's weird how that doesn't work out. Okay. Moving on. Laura says she doesn't care what they do until 5 a.m. because they are both disgusting. Ben, are they disgusting?
Boy, I don't know. I don't. Am I willing to go out on a limb?
Okay.
Yeah. They're characters on a show for me. You know, I wouldn't go as far as saying disgusting. I don't know if we have ever been that
Ben
blunt on this show to say
Mitchell from Perfect Match in the Circle.
Okay, yeah, Mitchell's disgusting. Yeah, fuck Mitchell.
Okay, Ben, I here's something that they are not characters on a show. Vanessa spilled this out. This is real life, okay? And when Sarah Ann said that this was just entertainment and they are characters, this devalue the real lives of all these people on the show that are not just here for fame. They are here not to make money as influencers. They are here for true love.
Right. Not a single person.
No.
Definitely not Bliss and Zach and Kwame and Chelsea.
No.
Chelsea won. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Chelsea won. Yes. Something... stood out to me. Laura says that her assurance that her belief in how sure she was that she was going to marry Jeremy never dropped below 80%.
Right. Wow. What a good number.
So she always thought she was going to marry him. I'm right. Like, you thought you were going to marry him because you were 80% sure?
80 solid, man. Especially in baseball terms.
That is good.
Like, that's 800 average.
It's unheard of.
Unheard of. Like, that's like better than Ted Williams, dude. Yeah. That's crazy.
There was a 4 in 5 chance I was going to marry him. So I knew I was going to marry him.
Yeah.
I was like, Laura, I don't think that this was on she's a very good feed to last with. You know, it's always good. I really hope that I'm a groomsman one day or a best man, and I go to we're getting ready, and the guy goes, you know, I'm like 80% sure I'm going to say yes, and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, that's not good, and he's like, what's wrong with that? That's good.
That's good. That's a good percentage.
That's a B minus. An 80.
The lowest I'd get married, D minus, 60%. I will not go in to a marriage with a failing grade. I will not go in 50-50.
No.
No way.
We get this, Sarah says, we get this never before seen footage. We were wondering, did they talk at this party? We see it. Just Sarah Ann apologizing, Laura saying it's mainly Jeremy's fault. I think the highlight here is Laura telling Sarah Ann to be careful because Jeremy only talks about his image and says that he looks worse than Jimmy now.
I love that this was a competition between them the whole time of who's the worst person.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably going to be a little more famous.
I feel like we all saw the same competition at home, watching from at home.
Don't they know there's no such thing as bad press? Like, I don't get why wouldn't you want to look worse?
Why not?
Lean in.
Look at Shake. He's on House of Villains.
Yeah, exactly. They should have leaned in the reunion. They should lean into the whole thing. And he just keeps defending himself. I don't get it.
Stupid. He's stupid.
I know.
Doesn't want to have a career in reality TV, apparently.
And apparently Jeremy said at the pods, I guess I can sleep tonight knowing Jeremy's the villain. And it didn't work out that way. It did not. No. If he didn't want to be the villain, he should have cheated on Laura. You know, I don't think he thought this thing through.
What a dummy.
He's very dumb.
Really stupid.
Sarah Ann says she doesn't talk to the other women, and Chelsea says that's because you all unfollowed us the day after the lake, but you still follow our fiancés.
Ooh.
That is pick me energy, okay? Because she's trying to steal everyone else's fiancé now too.
She's texting them kissing emojis, probably.
She's saying, if anything can ever work out between us, just let me know. Just wanted to leave my heart out. Didn't want to go home and regret this.
Yep.
I'm a real patriot, stuff like that. And then Sarah says she was iced out of the group chat, but then Jess stands up and says, I removed you from it.
Jess, that was so courageous and bold of you.
Oh my God. I don't know. That's not very girls' girl of her to remove another woman from a safe space.
Max, no.
I don't know.
She's going to be on Perfect Match.
You're right. She's the hero of the season.
Go easy.
I need to go easy.
Go easy.
Okay, we got to talk about this because rumor has it that Trevor is going to be on Perfect Match.
Yeah,
and I like how they've totally admitted that.
We had a comment earlier on YouTube where someone was saying there's already going to be some erasure of Trevor.
Oh, really?
On Perfect Match, yes.
And apparently Trevor's ex is spilling.
It was Bird.
More receipts right now.
Bird says looks like they're going to disappear Trevor from the Perfect Match 2 edit. I kind of agree. I kind of think that is what's going to happen.
Micah actually just posted an image, and it's like a Netflix produced promo image of the people from Love is Blind, and it's it's just the three of them. Trevor's not in it, you know. It's like they are
it's starting. Yep.
but he's going to show up. Maybe they'll digitally remove him or replace him.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Bring Shane in instead.
I think this is, I'm glad that Sarah Ann was called out for this because she was called out for spoiling the show on social media. Definitely the worst thing that she did all season and after the season by posting that picture. And she knew what she did, and it was wrong to take that picture in Jeremy's
house.
Straight up
evil.
Straight up, she's an evil person. Just a true pick me, boys, girl, evil person. Spoiler. Without giving a spoiler warning, you know, she could have like delayed it for a little bit, put like spoiler warning on the first slide and the second slide posted the picture.
And then she started posting like the end of like TV series, like Breaking Bad and Lost.
I know. She said Snape's killed Dumbledore at the end of it. I was like, oh my God. Hell? How dare you?
There's people out there that haven't seen the end.
Oh my God. We have a whole new generation of kids being raised.
It's messed up.
I know. Yeah, and then they just drag her. They just drag her, you know, for saying that it, reality TV is entertainment when it's therapy. It's therapy, Ben.
Yeah. You got to respect the process.
It's real life. Okay, and then they try to wrap things up with Laura, but we have to talk about Bean Dip. She has to bring up Bean
Dip. Wow, both her and Jeremy are so obsessed with it. Maybe they are a perfect match for each other. I don't know.
Oh, are you saying they're going to be on Perfect Match?
They should be.
They should be. Maybe he broke up with Sarah Ann during the time that they filmed Perfect Match, and that's why Chelsea saw him alone without Sarah Ann.
Maybe Laura does Perfect Match completely remote from Barcelona. Maybe like, it's all Zoom dates.
Maybe they filmed it in Barcelona.
Maybe. I like the Zoom date.
I do too. I do too. That'd be fun. She could. She's work is important.
21st century, baby.
I like how Jeremy refuses to apologize about anything but the Bean Dip thing. He really does know how to apologize fully.
But for Bean Dip.
Only for Bean Dip.
Yeah, not for like cheating or
being. No, not for anything wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got his priorities straight.
Yes. Trevor arrives. He doesn't look good. I think he made himself sick beforehand so he would look more disheveled. He looks pale.
Looks a little pale. Yeah. Yep. Yep. I don't know.
You know, I was like, he looks sick. I think that the guilt is just, you know, ruining him because it's hard out there, you know?
He's never been confronted on these things before.
Dude, it's just hard two-timing women when everybody knows about it, you know? Yeah,
he's just ghosting someone over text and then it's done. Goodbye.
It's hard.
Blocking people on Instagram. The end. Goodbye.
I like when they show us his texts and they're like animated with like the sounds and stuff.
And the that narration from Vanessa and Nick.
That was a nice touch.
Yeah, liked it.
Yes.
Liked it a lot. I'm not hearing any complaints about Nick and Vanessa running the show this time, by the way. People seem to be pretty happy with this reunion.
But I think it would have been better if people hadn't hated so much. I think unhinged Vanessa is the best Vanessa. I think she would have really gone in with fangs and teeth into Trevor and jumped on him and be like, how could you? This is therapy.
Yes. She would have ripped his mullet right out of
I just want to say it's very clear that none of this is Trevor's fault and it's his toxic ex Nala's fault.
Yes, absolutely. He's a good guy.
If she wasn't such a pick me, none of this would have ever happened.
His dog died.
And yeah. They
have the nerve to like say these things about him.
How dare you guys?
Yeah, we didn't get any. Vanessa never asked any of them if they were having babies. Is it because is she full? Is her heart full now that Bliss is pregnant?
Yeah, I need to know if anybody's trying to have a baby.
Yeah.
Well, I think Johnny and Amy are pretty much, it might not be intentional, but I think that they're trying to have a baby without knowing it. So.
Right. Well, now that he's adapted to the pullout method.
Yes. I think that they're trying
clearly,
to.
Clearly he hates condoms.
I never went on birth
control. That's been my prediction since the beginning. Yes. Was this isn't just a lack of education thing. The guy just doesn't like wearing condoms. All right. It's like, be real here.
I never went on birth control. We never used condoms.
This is all adding up to something.
Yes. I do like when Amy calls him out, Trevor, were you just devastated because it was over with Chelsea or because you were off the show?
Yeah. So
can it be both? Can I be a fully realized human being?
I'm just devastated in general. I don't, God.
Nick wants you guys to know, if you want to apply to Love is Blind, do not come on just because you're motivated by fame, okay?
Yeah, this is serious.
That's not why Jessica came on the show, okay?
Yeah, this is about love.
Yes.
There just so happens to be cameras there because this is a great experiment and we're trying to document it all.
You just so happen to be guaranteed to get 500,000 Instagram followers and a pretty easy life afterwards.
Right. Unless you're on season 3 or 4.
Yeah. Or 5.
Or 5. But season 1 and 2, they got a lot of followers.
No, they all get a lot of followers. Jessica already has like 600,000 followers.
Wow.
So Amy has like 500,000 followers.
She works it, man. She works it.
She works it.
Yes, she does.
Yes. AD and Clay. Apparently, after the wedding, AD wasn't in a place to speak to him, and Clay eventually had to reach out to her.
Yeah.
But we found out they're not dating.
Horrible. Oh, my goodness.
I'm devastated for her.
Devastated.
I'm heartbroken for her.
Now she's never going to get the chance to be cheated on.
I know. I feel let down because I felt that was going to be part of their arc. Like, it's Chekhov's gun, you know? Yep. You're waiting for the gun to be fired. You're waiting for him to cheat on her. He's telling you. And then we never get to see him cheat on her.
Yep.
Really disappointing stuff. Oh, yeah. He says he would date her again 1,000% though, because he wants to cheat on her too, you know? He didn't get the chance.
She deserves that opportunity.
Yeah. Brett and Tiffany, they make faces like, yeah, we don't trust this Clay. We don't buy what he's selling. You know, but Brett thanks Clay for the compliment. We are confirmed that it was Brett who he's saying is the model husband, but they're skeptical of what Clay is throwing down about being ready for marriage now. And I am too.
Well, I did hear Clay wants to be a photographer, so I can see how can see Brett as like,
yes,
you know, mentor.
When Clay said that he saw like 5 different therapists, do you think he meant that he watched the 5 first seasons of Love is Blind?
Absolutely. That's definitely, or he did like 5 sets at an open mic dive bar.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah, one of the two.
We get some viewer questions. What does Autumn think about the show? Why do I care what a 10-year-old thinks about Love is Blind? If I cared about that, I would be a listener of this podcast, you know?
Yeah. Come on.
Were condoms not an option? Johnny says they were only an option. He says he didn't even know about birth control at all until I talked to Amy. I don't think, I think he had never had sex before. I think he was a virgin. I'm pretty sure.
Really? You're going to go that far and say he was a virgin?
It's just too, it's too crazy, the whole thing.
It is weird. It is really
it's too insane.
Yeah, you're right. He might have been a 27-year-old virgin. Yeah.
You know, crazier things have happened.
Yep. Yep. God, I think you're right. I really do.
Amy says I had to educate him a lot. Yeah, I bet. But they figured it out. She never went on birth control to figure it out. We talked about that. Anyway, Chelsea says, what did you, they asked Chelsea, what did you think about the conversation? Chelsea 2, the second Chelsea of her name. Yeah. What did you think about the conversation between Laura and Jessica at the bar? Chelsea says it was a little inappropriate and added to my insecurities, but I'm cool, Jessica, and Jessica apologizes. Stop apologizing. It's a reunion. Do you guys watch Bravo? Do you guys watch MTV? They fight. They fight.
No, Jessica's our Netflix darling. Okay. she's the new Chloe. All right.
I'm smart and responsible, and I'm a good role model for women everywhere. And so I go on reality TV to inspire people. Boring.
Boring.
Fight. Except for Jimmy, I take him down because he lied about me to an interview nobody read.
On crack.com.
On crack.com.
Yeah.
It was next to a list about top 10 presidents you didn't know had toe fungus or something.
They're always cooking up something
new. Really well researched, though. You wouldn't believe it.
Who knows what they'll think up next.
Sarah Ann shares her location with Jeremy and vice versa, I think he shares it with her. Jimmy and Chelsea, this is like the 5 seconds we get from her. We get over this whole subject about about how he fucked his friend. He's still upset about it.
But it's all Chelsea's fault. Chelsea 2's fault.
It's Chelsea 2's fault. It's not because, like, he, you know, fucked his friend and then, you know.
And then brought her on TV and then put Chelsea 2 in a weird position. Yeah.
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 And then he still keeps bringing up the boyfriend that she doesn't actually hang out with. And she said, like, a million times that she doesn't.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's funny when they ask the group and, like, nobody wants to talk about it. Everyone's like, stay removed from this one.
Yeah.
Megan Fox. Megan Fox. Yeah. And that's it. Jessica, they ask about the lake party conversation with Jimmy, and she says she says that there were not sparks flying, but Jessica, we're not stupid. You, the whole time, were like, oh my God, my heart is in my butt. My heart is in my butt. What am I going to do? Jimmy's here. Oh my God.
My heart is literally farting out of my ass right now.
Oh my God. I'm going to stick my head on the sand like an ostrich. I'm so nervous.
My heart isn't in my butt. It's not even at my feet. It's not even 6 feet fucking under. It's at the fucking core of the earth right now.
Oh God. Yeah, she was feeling him. He was feeling her. They didn't act upon it, you know. It wasn't just because it wasn't Jared and Mal Mal level, you know, it doesn't mean that there wasn't chemistry. They didn't do anything terribly inappropriate.
No.
There was just chemistry. Don't lie to us. We're not stupid.
No, no, no. She's gonna be CEO of Netflix one day. Okay.
We're gonna interview her and she's gonna go, I watched your reunion recap and you lied about me. You said my heart was in my butt when it wasn't. You said I stuck my head in the sand like an ostrich and it wasn't.
We shouldn't have done that interview with Craig.
And then she's going to go,
mistake.
Somebody play the receipts. And then we're going to play the whole lake scene for her.
Perfect.
Yes. And then we get this whole stupid argument about whether it was 10 minutes or 45 minutes. With footage.
Good God.
Who cares?
I was like, okay, what are we doing here?
I'm like, when is it going to get to the juicy part? Am I missing something? Or are we literally arguing over time?
I was like, is this segment going to be 45 minutes?
I was like, is this going to be a math problem? Am I going to be quizzed? I was like, is this going to be one of those videos where you watch it and then afterwards they're going to go, did you see the bear on the unicycle in the background? Like, what is happening?
Yeah, two cheaters get on a roller coaster. that's how the math problem starts. They're on the roller coaster till 5 a.m. They don't come home till 6.
And then we get to this Megan Fox thing. And it's like, there were so many fun things we could have done, like had Megan Fox there. or have a facial analysis come in who's paid off to prove
that she... I love that. I love that.
Oh, yeah, prove that she does look like Megan Fox, you know?
It's like a caricature artist.
So many
folks. You know what they could have done? They could have had like a Dodge Charger on the stage, and then like Chelsea 2 has to like wash it, right?
Yeah.
Like Duke shorts.
We could have had Shia LaBeouf come out. You know, there's just so much great stuff to be
done. So Bumblebee.
We could have a Transformers come out, you know, like,
yep. Missed opportunities right and left.
Yeah. I do not care about Zach and Bliss's baby shower. I've never cared about something less in my life.
I'm surprised it wasn't a vertical video and then asking to subscribe by the end of it.
I really
with a registry.
I love the baby sponsorship content.
Hashtag ad, it says afterwards.
Yeah, he was like kissing the baby's belly and talking about how it's important to like talk to your baby in multiple languages so that they can like become multilingual, right. And then it was just an ad for Duolingo.
Yeah. and that's why I love the free delivery that Target has.
I know.
He says to the baby.
They make the Zach and Bliss, it feels very dystopian, Paul. I'm like, oh my God, are they going to get tattoos of brands soon? I'm like, God.
Is it not exactly what we thought was going to happen when that we were watching them on season 4? Yeah.
That the show would tank his law career, so he would have to become an influencer.
You know, this was a pivot that he had in mind for a while. That's why he went on the show.
But also, there was no way he could be a lawyer after that season.
Who would hire him?
No. There's no fucking way.
I wouldn't hire him as my lawyer.
I wouldn't
hire him as my lawyer. I'll be your lawyer, so if you need to get us out of this,
that's true. Right?
I still can't believe that. I don't practice influencer law, so I can't now.
That has got to be the best line in the history of Love is Blind. Well, Zach's a liar, so he can get us out of it if we need.
Brittany and Kenneth, Alexa asks them, did you want to have sex and see if it created the Crave?
Good question.
Crave, I think of like White Castle, like the Crave case. Sorry, Zach and Bliss, brands, branding.
Yeah, you know, it's in your head now.
Yeah. Brittany says, we get it all the time. She says they've even asked in Dominican Republic if they should just have sex. And Bruce is like, do you guys just want to fucking have us film it? We can just film it.
Yeah. Live at the reunion.
Yeah. It would be no problem whatsoever.
I get the feeling that Kenneth is more of a sexting kind of guy than a,
yeah,
than a sex kind of guy.
Oh, that's who saved himself for marriage, and to deal with that, he just sex people. So that's why he's on the phone all the time.
Precisely.
That makes sense. And he was just like, that's my dolphin voice.
Is that the dolphin?
Okay. Yeah, that's my best at a dolphin.
Thank God.
So now you know. That's...
Thought you were having a stroke for a second.
So. I was too.
Can I have dolphins on aisle 2, please? All the time?
All the time.
Yep. Hopefully they don't all sound like time. Me, though. All the time. Dolphins all the time on aisle 2.
Aisle 2.
Not just sometimes. I want them fully stocked around the clock on aisle 2. There better not be one fucking second where those shelves are not stocked with dolphins. Oh, you're tasting the Love is Wine. You don't like it?
Bad.
No, Love is Wine.
Ugh, it's so gross. Can't believe I bought a whole bottle of this for $10.99. Putrid. Unbelievable.
Putrid. That being said, we'll sell out for anyone.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyone. We're
still accepting sponsorships, even though we've said it was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's no such thing as bad press.
That's right.
Except for whoever pressed these grapes, am I right?
Right. Yep. That's good. That was good. I like that a lot.
That was good.
Give yourself applause, would you?
I will.
You deserve it. Happy New Year! A little late for Happy New Year, but I appreciate it. Okay.
Nick asks Kenneth about the phone. He's sexting. Nick asks Ken That he, how he looked, he didn't care about the breakup. Ken says everyone processes things differently. And he says he called Clay in shambles, and Clay makes a face like, you didn't fucking call me. I don't even know you. Who the fuck are you?
Clay's like, did you rent a jet ski from me at some point? I don't, who are you?
I've never seen this guy before in my life. He definitely didn't call Clay, and he definitely didn't care.
No.
Brittany says they talk every day, but they're not dating. Oh, yeah. The people you date in the future are going to love that.
Oh, yeah.
This is my ex-fiance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He can call her his girlfriend, even.
Yeah, why not?
Right?
Yeah.
It's a thing now that guys do, apparently.
Do you know that Colleen does ballet?
No way.
No, apparently she does ballet. I didn't know this. I had no idea.
I got really confused because when they said Sleeping Beauty, I thought of Tiffany. But
yeah,
this is very confusing.
She would have improved for that part.
Yeah, she would have.
Matt too declined to come to the reunion. We get receipts of Matthew telling Amber he wants to be with her. But I think what really stood out to this, which is converse from AD, is that Amber was not into this whatsoever.
No, she was like, oh, interesting.
Oh, yes. My favorite part about it was, I'm smiling. Literally no smile. Yeah. Oh, that would be so nice of you.
She was so ready to walk away from that show, you could tell. Oh, she was looking for any excuse.
Slay.
Yes, queen.
Queen. Well, she was rumored to have a boyfriend during the show.
That's true, she was.
Why are we talking about, like I wasn't sure
was
at first.
Trevor was her boyfriend.
Trevor's weird. Now I'm like, she definitely had a boyfriend. Because how
was
could you
engage to Jeremy, right?
Yeah. How could you resist Matthew? How could you not want to run away?
Someone in the IG chat says Matthew's personality tastes like love is wine. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, as we drink more. Oh, AD, God, it's so bad.
So bad.
I keep hoping that like I'll get a little buzz on and I won't be able to taste it, but it's so potent.
Still taste it every time.
Ugh. Yep. AD reveals she connected with Matt after the show. They went on a few dates. He cooked her chicken and rice, but their lifestyles are just too different. And he flies around the world saving people, you know?
Yeah, that's right. The Clark Kent thing.
Yeah. She has terrible taste in men.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
And she doesn't like learn?
Chicken and rice too. Like, did she have an upset stomach or something? Like, why? So what's going on? Because that's what, when my dog gets sick, we make him chicken and rice.
That's what I make for myself, you know, because I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Clay the whole time was like, I'm going to cheat on you. I'm not ready for marriage. And then it's like shocked face when all of this happens. And then like Matt, like literally, like totally deceived her. And then she's like, you know what? It'll be a good idea to go on a couple, not just one date with Matt, like a couple dates with him. It's like, what are you doing? Is she ever going to learn?
I think she just wanted to see the Superman side of him.
Yeah, sure.
She never got it.
Kim has a good point. How dare Matt decline the reunion invite? He's America's sweetheart. Yeah, he had all of America behind him. This is a shock to me.
It's crazy. There would have been boos.
No, you know, I think all applause.
No, there would have been boos to Vanessa and Nick for...
Oh, yes. You know how there was that AD all day sign? That wasn't embarrassing at all, by the way. There would have been American flags for Matthew and like campaign signs making him to run.
We love Matthew signs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chelsea, in case you guys don't know this, she just announced it. Chelsea won.
Okay.
Talks about how she helps cast for Love is Blind. She says it's important and meaningful work for her, and it helps.
She's
her.
A therapist, Max.
Yes. Well, she's a speech language pathologist, which I've said many times, I'm pretty sure isn't a real job. It's very reductive.
But if you work for Love is Blind, that means you work in the
therapy. Oh, you're a therapist now. Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, I'm not going to trust in you. It's important and meaningful work to cast for Love is Blind.
It really is. She's mm-hmm. still in the world. One
yeah, time. You're therapizing people. You're helping them find yeah. truest of love. No one is being giving them traumatized. Trauma. No, not, no. You're feeding them a lot. Did you like how this reunion ended? With
oh
the
my play? God, with all the food.
Should we go eat because we feed our contestants? You can't sue us for starving them?
Amy, wife Amy, she was right when she saw that, she was like, we're feeding them. We're feeding them. We're
feeding them. See? It was like the fucking buffet. It was like the big dinner in Hook. You know, they were like, look at all the food we have.
That would be the Love is Blind.
Well, it used to be imaginary. Now it's real. Yeah. It's the full real. The full transition. It used to be like, just imagine you're eating, guys. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Mike and Izzy announced perfect match along with Jessica, not Trevor. It's coming this summer. Well, I hope this summer means next month. I hope summer starts in April.
That's devastated to hear that.
This is devastating. What are we waiting for? Because
give us content now.
Now. You have like more ultimatums coming, another Love is Blind coming this year. Love is Blind.
It's okay, the next perfect match will come in 3 years. It'll be fun.
I know. Like, come on. They discuss Jessica and Micah's friendship. Micah says, how could somebody that looks like Jessica have a heart of gold? Is that because Jessica's short? Is that what that was about?
I don't know. I thought maybe she was like comparing her to like a witch type person or something.
Oh, okay. Like she.
Like Wicked Witch of the West, green face and all that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
How could someone like her have a heart of gold?
Oh, okay. I don't know. It's, you know, Micah's a mean girl. She's right. She's a pick.
Well, that's why I took it that way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was bullying her. And Izzy fixed his credit. So there we go.
Good for him.
Now he can fly first class.
So thrilled for him.
Yes. Brennan echoes that the show is like therapy.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
I think that these next few things that happened were these next three things from the cast members were all paid off.
Okay.
This is my conspiracy theory. Okay, this is the first thing. I just said it. Brennan echoes that the show is like therapy. Watching the show is like therapy. The second thing that was said, Chelsea, too, says she misses production. And the third thing is Izzy says he misses the food.
Wow. That's super calculated.
Right, I think that all appeared on screens, and they were told to read off.
You think
off
they got paid extra? You don't think they were threatened with lawsuits?
One of the two. I don't think they came up with that stuff by themselves.
No,
miss production.
I miss production. Although Chelsea one would, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, this is Chelsea two said this.
Oh,
she forgot production was even there. Why would she miss them?
Right.
Izzy misses the food. They don't feed them.
She misses production telling Jimmy to really be as honest as he can with her.
Yes.
That's what she misses. Yeah.
Alt in the chat says Izzy misses the ceramic plates. He doesn't even have plastic things anymore. He just eats with his hands. He doesn't need to keep up appearances. Yeah. He eats off the floor like Izzy a dog.
Izzy misses his Airbnb.
Yes.
Well, that was such a good Airbnb. They had great internet there. So fast.
So it turns out that this Clay Gatorade thing was also a conspiracy. This shook me to my core.
This
like,
is
what?
Like a blue dress, gold dress situation all over again.
Yeah, when I was watching, when I like closed one eye, I saw Gatorade, and when I closed the other eye, I saw lasagna. It was very confusing.
Wow. Yeah. And then you ask yourself, am I just hungry?
That was good marketing, because the Love is Blind account posted that. or that's where I saw the Gatorade.
That's where I saw it too.
Picture for the first time. So they intentionally posted that to fuck with people and spread shit about the show.
Gaslighting everyone.
Oh my God. The show is therapy and the trauma. This is so good. God. That's so smart. That's how you peep. That'd be like a therapist.
But it's our fault because we assumed. And what does that say about us? It says we need therapy.
Oh my God. We are such pick me girls, dude. We are not girls, girls.
So true.
Ben, I'm going to ice you out of the group chat. I'm sorry. I have to.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And then we end with a beautiful hook-style buffet. And Rufio comes swinging in.
I really wanted, you know, to be able to see them eat it all and then see Clay stack all the dishes up organizingly, you know.
Yes.
Stack the cups and stack the plates.
Yeah, they missed so many funny things. They need to bring in some comedic supervisors to really, you know, bump up the comedy in Love is Blind, you know.
We're available.
I think
our stuff and repurpose it on your big podcast or anything. Just hire us. It's okay.
I think this would be important, meaningful work to change lives of the people watching and to therapize them and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Ben, before we wrap things up, I do have some voicemails.
Oh, fun.
We have listeners that call in. We have a few today. So stick around. Here's some voicemails coming in. Here our first one from Erica. These are from the finale and a little before the finale. So here's our first one from Erica.
Hey Max and Ben, this is Erica from Canada. I just joined your Patreon because I am loving your podcast. You guys have the same sense of humor that I do, so I just sit here and laugh like a goon the whole time I listen to you guys talk. Anyway, my reason for calling, and I don't know if anybody else has noticed this season. Now, I'm about to turn 40. That's not what I was wondering if people would notice. But maybe I'm just out of touch with like the slangs and the lingo. This season, I've noticed that Jess says things like, not us matching. Not us wearing the same shirt. She said this to Laura when she saw her at the bar. And then when she was talking to Jimmy, she said, not me being the one giving you advice. No, not him hugging me, about when Jimmy hugged her and she wanted to shake his hand. So I guess I'm just wondering, like, is this a thing? Maybe I just don't speak properly, but I don't understand this. I know that a few of the women have said this quite a bit this season, and it's actually just really fucking annoying. Anyway, take care. Bye-bye.
Wow, Erica, so chuggy of you to say that.
Not a girl's girl finding it annoying. not us responding to her voicemail. Not me talking right now.
We're really hip and current, so...
Yes. Yeah, I just a lot. I mean, I didn't clock
that. That is just Jessica. I mean, she's got her. You know, Jessica's got her finger on the pulse of whatever's trendy at any given time, and probably it helps that she has a 10-year-old daughter. I would
guess.
Yeah,
well, I have a comment. Apparently, AD does that too. I didn't clock this. I felt this was kind of like an internet thing. It feels like a little bit of meme speak to me.
It is.
Feel like I read this in memes sometimes.
How old is Jessica?
She's 20. What is she, like 27, 28, 26? Something around there.
Get it out of your system before 30, Jessica. It's gonna get old after you hit that 3-0.
And
I'm just saying.
Not you talking about her, not talking like that.
Yeah, okay.
Not my heart not falling not out of my butt. You're blocked from the group chat. It's official.
Wow.
I fucked up.
You're not removed.
I'm blocked. It's official.
Yes. Let's listen to our next voicemail.
So I am from Lukewarm Tea. An acquaintance of mine from college works for Spartan Races, and he posted on his story that Love is Blind was filming there. Now, he's located, I believe, in the Ithaca area, but travels for work. So I think that means we could be getting a Love is Blind Upstate New York season, which would be quite something. So that's my key. Thank you for everything. Bye, cuties.
Whoa. 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 You can't say the C word on this show. You that can't say it. Whoa.
Not her saying the C word.
Canceled. Oh, my God. Oh my God. Oh my That's God.
You can only say that in England, dude.
That's like getting in time.
You can only say the C word in London, dude.
That's almost okay. As bad as mixing up 10 minutes and 45 minutes. That's almost as bad.
Yeah.
But not close.
No, I mean, the 45 minutes thing, that's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
It's literally 35 whole minutes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Unbelievable. do you think we're going to get an Upstate New York?
That would be great because
I think they would have announced it if they were casting.
No, we have like I think maybe people went from Love is Blind to do a Spartan race somewhere, but we've seen 7 different casting notices. We actually discussed this on a recent episode of patreon.com/reality alert. We do Love Center, our weekly bonus content for Love is Blind. We have another episode coming up next week where we're going to talk even more about the social media and aftermath of the reunion and more highlights. So you want to join us there, patreon.com/reality alert. It's only $5 a month, and we have over 75 episodes of previous content, including Love is Blind Season 1, The Circle Season 1, Love is Blind Brazil, and tons of other fun stuff. So you can check it out. We've seen like 7 seasons in advance, and nothing is close to Upstate New York.
No. Mm-mm. You would think they would do a New York City one.
They're filming Minnesota right now.
Interesting.
Minneapolis.
Interesting.
But Upstate New York could be fun because it's like half rednecks and half hippies, you know, during in parts of it. It could be not all of it, but in certain parts, it could be fun. You know?
Upstate New York is a completely different place from New York City.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
If they film the right Blind Finger Lakes. Give it to us.
Yes.
Please. Love is Blind Cooperstown.
Yes.
Give us the dates at the museum.
Yes, let's do it. Here's another one.
Hi, I'm Will's girlfriend. We're big fans of your show. Actually, we look forward more to your podcast than Love is Blind itself. For the final episode, if you look at Johnny and Amy's wedding, the flowers look so much like it's from Bridgerton. Do you think Netflix lend them the props? Thank you.
I just want to say great
from Bridgerton.
This isn't Bridgerton.
I just want to say great accent. This is incredible stuff. Wherever you're from, I love it.
It's good.
Yeah. Will is another caller that calls into the show sometimes. So this is Will's girlfriend.
Yes, yes. I've seen Will around in our messages. Yep, yep.
I think these are definitely from Bridgerton. I think Netflix probably lends props all the time, you know? I think I recognize some of the cars from Formula One, from Drive to Survive. I think that some of the stuff from Stranger Things gets lent, you know? I think they're probably mixing and matching to build out the universes a little
Peaky
bit.
Blinders. Peaky Blinders. Right? What else?
Yeah, I think Cillian Murphy was one of the officiants. Was Peaky Blinders Netflix?
I think so. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I think it is. It's
what else is Netflix these
days? There's the Princess Switch.
One.
Huh?
Yeah, that's big Netflix.
The Lindsay Lohan Hallmark Netflix movies.
Oh, those are so good. Those are so good.
There's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Did you hear Lindsay Lohan's going to, she's doing a new one. She's slated for one where it's going to be like an Irish romance thing or something. Yeah.
What? But is it Christmas?
I think it's maybe like St. Patty's Day or something.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very exciting.
I can't wait.
I know.
All right, we get one more voicemail. We got a hot take here. We got a hot take here.
Oh, okay. Is it too hot to handle? Well,
okay, so I feel like this is maybe a very cynical point of view, but I kind of feel like Laura's plot line went exactly how she wanted it to. She was so mean. Like, she was so sweet in the pods, and like, her and Jeremy seemed really good together. And then she was just so mean to him as soon as they got in person. It was clear he wasn't her physical type. She was just so mean to him over and over again, telling him she didn't like the way he dressed, that he was annoying. She was mean in front of her parents. Even her parents were like, do not be nice to this girl because she is going to walk all over you. And Jeremy's shitty as hell for doing everything he did, but I don't know. I don't feel that bad because she was not giving anything. And I think the best thing ever happened to her in terms of like the general public perception, because now I hear everyone being like, I wish that I could be like Laura and tell some guy to kick rocks with open-toed shoes. Even saying that, when I've been upset with a guy or whatever, I've never been able to calculate things like that. I don't know. I just kind of feel like things went exactly how she would have preferred. I don't think she would have said yes. At the altar, I think she would have been just like Jessica from season one and kind of been like really indifferent about the whole process the whole time. Had Jeremy not fucked up so bad, but I am very cynical. So, all right. Love you guys.
Wow.
I will say she does make good points here. The point is, but here's my response to it. What type of person does it take to fall in love with someone like Jeremy?
Well, do we think she was ever really in love with Jeremy though?
Maybe not, but, she committed to him in the pods. She chose him of all people, of all the men there.
Yes, she did.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, but Jeremy sucks, so we like it when she nags Jeremy.
No, right? she does. No, it was good. But I think saying, you know, things turned out well for her is good. And I think the point about, like, how upset was she really because she was able to be so composed is an interesting point. You know?
Yeah, I do think she, you know, I think she, to me, she comes across as protective of her.
Well, that's another thing that I was thinking too, because, you know, she's generally pretty sharp on her feet at the same time.
Yeah. She strikes me as an intelligent person. I don't know why she's on this show. I really, you know.
As we're not supposed to really judge how people react in certain situations because everybody reacts differently. So
true. You know. True. Yep.
Yeah. But I don't think she was ever really actually that into Jeremy. I mean, we literally heard her say, I was 80% at most. You know what I'm talking about? Like, when you're coming to marriage, that's not the strongest of the points.
And if we're getting really real here, 80% is very high for someone that you just met like a month ago.
That's true. That is true. I'll give you that. But I don't think she ever could have gotten over the Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, no. But he deserved to be clowned on for that, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, again, I've said this on the podcast. I am a full supporter of people wanting to wear Hawaiian shirts. I think it's fantastic. I think it's fun. It's goofy. I wouldn't do it personally, but I respect anyone who does, who's bold enough to do it. Okay. But you got to expect to be clowned on if you got to.
Yeah, but she wasn't clowning on for it. She was saying, we need to change this thing about you.
Yeah, but that's clowning. It's teasing. It's like,
no, she wasn't teasing. She's serious about it. She said that he couldn't wear glasses or wear Hawaiian shirts. She wasn't teasing. That's not Laura.
Wow. Okay.
She's that type of person.
She told him he had to get rid of his big red shoes and his red earphones.
Yeah, he's the clown. If you forgot.
He can't wear that Dr. Seuss hat anymore, no matter how much he likes it. He can't wear it.
These are two interesting comments. Kim says, I kind of agree with this caller. The situation gave Laura an easy out. She was like, peace. And then Jennifer in the comments says, Sarah Ann denied Laura the opportunity to say no to Jeremy at the altar. She took her deep, deep moment.
That's true. That's true.
She could have had a podcast in a few years.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
When you look at it that way, yeah. Yeah. Totally. At the same time, there's the other way, you know, which is Jeremy's a huge piece of shit.
No, I think that.
So, you know, there's both.
But Ben, is he a pick me? No, that can only be women. So Sarah Ann is worse.
Yeah, that's what we're being told. It can only be.
He's women. Not a girl's. He doesn't, he's a girl's girl. Sarah Ann isn't, you know. So yeah. Sarah Ann's the real villain here.
He's just a lost and found guy. That's
yeah.
that's the terminology that we're gonna go with.
Well, that's the end of our voicemails. Ben, I believe we have a big announcement here.
Oh yeah, folks, we got merch.
Merch?
We finally have merch. How about that?
Wow.
You can go to spring.com reality-alert.creators-spring.com. Folks, we still need a URL. Okay,
let's go to the link in our bio on Instagram.
We got a link in the bio. Hold on, I'm gonna bring up what we have right now. One second.
If you're on YouTube,
those on Instagram will not be able to see, but you will be able to see if you go to our Instagram and go to
the link in the bio, Ben.
That's right.
Why don't you describe some of this stuff to me as you're pulling it up? Before you pull it up,
We got our classic logo. Got our classic logo.
The classic Reality Alert logo.
If you just want to show people that you love Reality Alert, that's
men's, women's,
okay. Women's. So now I've got it up on the screen, and this is great, folks. Look at this. You're gonna want to get one of these shirts. Here's this one. It says, people say I look like Megan Fox.
That is good.
You wow. can go around. Everyone's going to agree with you and say that you do look like Megan Fox. So go.
I love that.
Yes. Lots of fun stuff on here. We're going to have more merch coming out. But it is yet another way to be able to support this podcast. We don't run a lot of ads. We're just going off of merch and Patreon, folks. So if you're looking for ways to support us, these are your ways. It's through merch. It's through patreon.com/realityalert.
And if you want a discount on that merch, you can use promo code RASCALS. That's RASCALS to get you 10% off the merch upon purchase. So go to the link on our Instagram bio, buy yourself a nice St. Patrick's Day present and use the code RASCALS.
That's right.
Wow.
If you don't, you know, you better get your spouse a St. Patrick's Day gift or else they're going to pinch you.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Anyway. Oh, I just thought of a great joke. Okay. What does Sarah Ann say on St. Patrick's Day?
Oh God. Do I want to know the answer to this? What does she say?
Pick me. I'm Irish.
Oh, wow.
You get it? Instead of pinch me, she says pick me. Got her.
Well, that's better than a multitude of things Sarah Ann could have said.
So. Yeah.
Oh, well, this was fun. I can't wait to get going on all the social media backlash that we're going to have. I feel like in previous seasons, we've had some long receipts.
Right, yes.
My goodness. So we're going to have a lot to unpack this weekend when we do our Patreon. And then, of course, we will be covering the newest Love is Blind concert. They will be at the Sphere in Las Vegas. So you can look forward to that at the Patreon. We're going to be there. We're going to have
recapping the whole thing.
press badges, our lanyards, and everything. It's going to be a blast.
Well, thank you for recapping another wonderful season of Love is Blind with us. Of course, it's not over for Lucy on the Patreon, but for the rest of you, thank you. And thank we will you. See you all very soon. Bye.
Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
So are you ready to rumble?